spring in North America has brought the usual seasonal sounds of birds. But this spring, as for the past few years, the sounds of many bird species are fading. Scientists say the arrival of West Nile virus in the United States 8 years ago has taken a significant toll on 7 of 20 bird species whose populations they assessed. Among the hardest hit are crows.
In some regions, the species decreased up to 45%, and that includes routes or locations where the bird decreased closer to 90%.
This is Shannon Ledoux of the Smithsonian Institution's Migratory Bird Center in Washington.
Crows, we definitely knew, suffered high mortality when exposed to West Nile virus, but I still think it was a surprise that we were able to show such a large-scale decline in this species across the continent.
In addition to crows, Ledoux and colleagues report in the journal Nature that 6 other species declined by 1/3 to 2/3 in some regions. Among them, blue jays, the American robin, chickadees, as well as the tufted titmouse, the house wren, and the eastern bluebird.
One other surprise that we had was actually the eastern bluebird, which in the United States is a well-recognized bright blue bird that suffered pretty significant decline after 2002, which is tightly correlated with when we had human epidemics of West Nile virus in those same regions.
Ledoux says that of the 7 bird species affected, only the blue jay and house wren populations returned to normal by 2005. She and her colleagues determined the virus's impact on birds by examining bird population surveys going back 26 years. The surveys are conducted by observers along regular North American bird routes. The researchers say the declines occurred as West Nile virus moved across the continent, and as in the case of the bluebirds, were geographically highly correlated with the intensity of the disease's transmission in people. In a Nature magazine podcast, Ledoux says the species were not previously endangered.
An invasive pathogen like this can have really important and often devastating impacts on ecosystems that we aren't monitoring as endangered ecosystems. So in this case, we have several mainland species of very common birds that aren't known to be endangered that are really responding quite dramatically to the introduction of this novel pathogen.
Ledoux points out that bird losses can have serious environmental consequences. The decrease in robins, for example, has been linked to more mosquitoes feeding on people and intensified West Nile virus epidemics. David McAlary, VOA News, Washington.